Mike Paulo no Baio.
Oh yeah, it works now. If you get a work call, oh, I wouldn't.
Okay.
You can cut out. I'm recording already, incidentally.
I'm gonna fall behind because I'm
smoking. You can't fall behind. You're part of the entertainment.
I'll yell if I have something to say.
I'm on the corner of a street. If I tell you where, you'll know where I live. And we're waiting for the stop sign to change colors. I'm with Brandon.
Hello.
Say it again.
Hello, this is Brandon.
And Tiffany, who's never been on the show before.
Howdy.
Say it again.
Howdy.
More clearly, just kidding.
Howdy.
It's funny being such a superstar, and this is all just natural. I love it when I try to be funny, and it's totally not.
I'm used to stardom. Not everyone is.
We're walking down to get ice cream, and the quiz is, when before on Mikey Pot on the Bayou has there been a trip to get ice cream? Don't answer it.
And who went?
And who went?
And what's the prize?
And the prize is, I don't know, maybe a gift certificate from Amy's.
Put it in your links or something.
Well, it'll be a gift certificate from Amy's. I can do a $10 gift certificate to somebody.
For real?
Because no one ever responds anyway. $1 million. You win $1 million. Unless you contact me by email or phone, then it's $10.
Huh? One of our local prostitutes.
Oh, is that a prostitute?
Yeah, she's always walking by our house, up and down the street.
Excuse me, miss.
Back in there.
Oh my god. All hell is just broken loose. But I think it got reeled back in.
It's kind of chilly.
Are you cold?
Wow.
This little kid has on a huge coat. So it looked almost like a little costume. It was like a little dress. Did I tell you guys about the blind guy I gave a ride to the other day?
No.
I think he talked me actually out of $20.
How so?
Well...
Is this an opening for a joke?
No, this really happened. I was at Stop and Go. Down here, or whatever that is. And this guy, I was walking in, and this guy had his little cane and everything. And he said, he asked he asked how to get to the bus station or something. He just moved here from some other state.
Of course.
Yeah. It wasn't New Orleans. And so I was like, yeah, let me go in and I'll help you when I come back out. So I came, New Orleans is not a state. That's right, I keep forgetting. Who was it that said that? The state of New Orleans. Someone said that during the whole Katrina thing. I want to say it was George Bush, but I don't think so. Quiz number two for today's episode of Mikey Pot on the Bayou. Who was it that said, who referred to New Orleans as a state? Okay, back to the story. That prize is $2 million, unless you contact me by email or phone. Then it's only, you get a card.
But what if they contact you face to face, or?
Then I say, no speaking to English.
Or in a chat room, or.
We could, oh no, did you get a stick in the head? Are you okay? So the story, like,
you had tradition to be stuck in the head with a stick.
Yeah.
It's all my way of getting people back for the time I fell in a hole
quiz
when we were walking
to Tucker. Who got stuck in the head last time?
Quiz number three. Did you guys catch that? On the last episode of Mikey Pot on the Bayou that took place walking to Amy's ice cream on an undisclosed date with undisclosed people, who got poked in the head twice? But Brandon wouldn't necessarily know how many times because it may not have been him. So back to the story. We were, should we cross here?
Yeah.
You guys are dying to cross at not the crosswalk, but that's okay.
It's harder to cross down there.
That's where you're supposed to cross.
Look,
that's one of those.
We got across with no problem. We didn't have to wait.
Caution to the wind.
That's one of those things that like makes me mad for like no reason. When I see people crossing, yeah, when they're jaywalking, only when they get in my way. God, use the crosswalk. That's what it's there for. So anyway, back to the story. So this guy was saying right out here, it's a stop and go on the corner of Richmond and Shepherd.
This one?
This one right here. And so he, for the first thing he said was, can you help me get across the street to the bus stop? So I was like, okay. So I was helping him get across the street. Before we even got halfway through the parking lot, it became, you know, what would really help me is I need to go down, just down Richmond, and people all day have been directs me the wrong way, and people are really mean, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, if you just need to go straight down Richmond, I can, like, give you a ride. And I was thinking, he's blind, so it's...
I thought we were using the crosswalk.
No, we're the non-crosswalk people.
So why didn't we cut across the parking lot?
Because I'll kill the grass.
What?
Can I tell my story now?
Yes.
So then, so I told him I would take him down to this place that was down by the Beltway in Richmond, but I had to go to, I was on my way to Country Playhouse anyway, so it was on the way.
Yeah.
So I started taking him down there, and then he started talking about, well, I don't even know if this place is going to be open. It was a place that he knew he could stay for $20. Oh, by the way, can I borrow $20? And,
you gave it to him?
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
So then,
Not yet.
Oh, look, here we are crossing without a crosswalk in a very treacherous area. So then I wind up making a U-turn because he said, well, my friends will make sure I get there if you can loan me the $20. I was like, well, where do your friends live?
Wow.
Oh, they're right down in Fairview. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But you were already at 610, I mean...
No, we hadn't gotten that far. Oh. I just made a U-turn on Richmond and went back down to Montrose. And then headed back down to,
Was he blind? Are you sure he was blind?
I'm pretty sure. The one thing I'm sure of is he had really bad BO.
Oh,
it was really bad.
He didn't stay in the hotel.
Well...
I wanted you to turn around so you wouldn't watch him go pay to stay there.
Well, we didn't make it to the hotel place. It wasn't a hotel, it was something like for the Lighthouse for the Blind. And he wasn't exactly sure where it was, and I was just, oh God.
The blind guy didn't know where it was?
No, because he just came here, because all of his family had stolen his money, because they were on drugs.
Oh my God.
So,
I've heard this story a million times.
Yeah, well, by the time he was in my car, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go the distance. So, I'm heading back to his house, to where his friends are, and lo and behold, they pulled up at exactly the same time I did to the house. And then I was like, I'm about to get killed. Because it seemed weird that, were they following me the whole time? And had they followed me from the stop and go?
Yeah.
So I didn't pull up in the driveway or anything. I practically opened the door and showed them out, here's $20!
This guy downtown approached me twice near Pierce Elevated. And it was about 5 days apart, and both times he told me his car was stalled up on the Pierce Elevated, and you could see the car. I was like, you're still stalled up there? And he looked at me like, what? I said, you asked me for money 5 days ago, and he took off.
I love that. There was a guy that used to always hang out in front of Numbers when we'd be waiting to go there. We called the Chicken Man. He called himself the Chicken Man, actually. It's the Chicken Man! And he was cool. But then there was this other guy that was always trying to get to Beaumont. I am not a bum. I just need...
don't be scared, I'm okay.
Okay, we're almost at the ice cream place, and I always feel kind of retarded recording
inside.
Oh, and
beware of the guy in front of our house that comes up talking about how he's from Michigan. He will not let you go. And he wants to make sure you remember he's from Michigan.
Why Michigan?
I don't know.
That's not right.
He asked for money, but I didn't have any, so we just started chatting about Michigan.
Should we record inside, too? Oh, they're doing the Green Mountain Energy thing.
Oh, God.
I tried to switch to that, did I tell you? And they wouldn't let me because my credit is bad.
Right.
Okay, we're turning off. we're now sitting down at Amy's. I'm in love with that guy. He was hot.
I knew you were thinking that. What up?
Making my bitch.
Where are you going to eat it?
He's the one that gave us the free gift certificates. That's free. Well, yeah, I guess it was free.
We should do an intro of who Tiffany is.
Okay.
Tiffany, who are you?
What do I say to that?
I've known Tiffany for 12 years. Probably more than that.
13.
She took me to my first AA meeting. The first AA meeting that I really wanted to go to. I used to go to them before that.
And why did you go to them before that? What were you doing?
It was when I was roommates with Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
And she would be like, hey, I have to work, because she worked at Downtown Grounds. Downtown, did you ever know that place? It was a coffee shop downtown.
Yes, I had the biggest crush on her. I would go, she was a barista, and I would go sit at the bar.
And then we became roommates. And I was, like, drinking and taking drugs all the time, and she was sober. And she took me to meetings, and I even picked up a couple Desire chips just because I was like, okay.
I never knew that.
Because she would be like, well, I'm going to go there after the meeting. Why don't you just come with me to the meeting? She had that way with me that I was like, okay, I guess. So I go to meetings with her over on Joanie. So anyway, that's Tiffany. As told through the eyes of Kathy.
Michael?
Are you making fun of my mess?
You're dripping.
I can't help it.
He's enjoying himself.
Hey! What did you get?
Just coffee.
Coffee?
I love coffee ice cream. It's my absolute favorite.
I've been licking my spoon all over.
Gross.
Use that side.
You just did one last slobbery
bite. Not that it would
bite.
Bother me anyway. You can use it. You could use your licked on side.
Very coffee-y.
Hey, for new listeners too, Brandon is my roommate, in case there are new people. You probably are, actually. What?
I probably am your roommate.
No, in case there are listeners that are new, Brandon and you are my roommate.
That's me.
You hit that
had mine a while before y'all got yours.
It's so rich.
It is rich. Milk your diet.
24 ounces in 24 hours. That means you need more ice cream. No one likes skinny bitches anyway.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's read from the table here at Amy's.
What is this thing? Is that a chicken?
Yeah, I think it's a chick.
Huh. Alive.
This is the song that made me love Radiohead. When I first heard it, it made me go buy everything.
Is this on Amnesiac?
No. It's on OK Computer.
Your CD
sale
going.
Well, I took a box of them to Soundwaves last week, and I sold about half of them. Probably like 100 of them for about $100.
Half of them? Half of the box?
Half of the box. But it was cool because the guy there like said, you've got some good stuff in there. It gave me, like, made me feel good about myself.
I'll give you a dollar a piece.
Maybe it was less than 100. I'm just guessing.
Well, I know for a fact, I got $2 a piece at Half Price Books.
Really? I just wonder if they would buy some of my stuff.
I didn't have that many.
No one's gonna buy, like, musicals. Maybe they would buy it at Half Price Books. I'm too embarrassed even to put it in there.
Musicals.
But I won't get money for it.
Just do it.
You'll be giving good cause.
I knew it. Maybe the last of them will go to Lambda. I was telling him because I had that box up in Brenham.
I saw Adrian the other day.
Oh, you did? Where'd you see him?
He just pops up like I'll be ordering food and he'll be like,
Brandon!
And I'll turn around. How come you never see me? Come see me. I was like, I come by there sometimes, but you're not always at your desk.
Oh, well, that's like, right. Whatever. He works near you.
Yeah. He asks about you all the time. He keeps saying he's going to call, but he hasn't, has he? I need to call him.
Right? Yeah. I wonder if any listeners, if you want, if you win the quiz, any of the three quizzes from today, you can have a free CD, a musical. Such great as, what are some like awful musicals I have? Not awful, but like, Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh.
I have that.
Yeah.
You win that.
Oh, anything like that.
Mm. I would never have Oklahoma. I think it's time to stop recording. Because if I was listening, I would have stopped listening by now.
I am so cold.
Oh my lord, why does it say an hour and 48 minutes? There's no way we've been talking that long.
Not even an hour.
Oh, that's how much time is left. This has been 12 minutes.
No way.
Well, this is a third chapter. Okay, let's say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show Hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.
Okay, I started recording again because we were just being funny. Okay, come on.
No, no more funny.
We were really funny a second ago.
We were. It was pretty funny.
It was a shame that we weren't recording
that.
I
left myself tired.
Yeah.
And drained.
Well, maybe this will be funny if I put it after, like, my closing thing of the show.
Yeah. Like, or if you play that Benny Hill music with it.
How's that music go? Something like that. Benny Hill was in some movie I just saw recently. Well, it was an old movie. But I saw it and someone was like, oh, there's Benny Hill. I was like, no way! What movie was that? Quiz number four.
Well, it was an old movie.
But Benny Hill was in... But Benny Hill was in a movie. What was it? It was a movie I just saw recently. Okay, I guess humor is gone. This is the second good night.
Keep your finger on the button.